पर्यन्तं वन्दे गुरु परम्परां श्रुति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः।
वेदो नित्यमधीयतां तदुदितम्
कर्मस्वनुष्ठीयताम्
तेनेशस्य विधीयतामपचितिः
काम्ये मतिस्त्यज्यताम्
पापौघः परिधूयतां भवसुखे
दोषोऽनुसन्धीयताम्
आत्मेच्छा व्यवसीयतां निजगृहात्
पूर्णं विनिर्गम्यताम्
We are seeing the introduction to a text, Sadhana Panchakam. Sadhana Panchakam means a collection of 5 verses dealing with sadharam, the means. And we saw the meaning of sadhanam, sadhyam, sadhakaha. Generally word we use sadhakaha. Yes, sadhakam you should not say. Sadhakaha or sadhakam. Because it refers to a person. Sadhakaha or sadhika, feminine sadhika. Siddhaha. Sadhanam, the word sadhanam means the means. The means to achieve anything, to achieve the sadhyam. And in our context, for a mumukshu, who is a sadhaka, a pursuer, sadhyam is mokshaha, freedom. Freedom from the sense of inadequacy. And that sadhyam, mokshaha, is possible only by knowledge. This part we have seen in the last class and earlier class. So knowledge of one's true nature is the means for moksha. So for a mumukshu, now knowledge itself becomes the sadhyam. Moksha is sadhyam, final sadhyam. For attaining moksha, I need the self-knowledge. Once I have self-knowledge, then I don't have to wait for moksha. In fact, if we analyze more, we will find that self-knowledge itself is moksha. But since we are pursuing moksha and we are asking how, and therefore we call jnanam as the means. That is how it is presented in Shastra. But if we analyze, we find this knowledge itself is freedom. That is why in the definition of Jivan Mukta, it was said, jnanavan moksha. Why is it so? Why knowledge itself is freedom? Because ignorance born problems or errors, they alone are the bondage.